I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Basketball looks like it could be on its way back. Baseball, we'll hear about another proposal maybe later on today. A guy who's been on the inside for a very long time, Paul Hoynes, joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Paul, thanks for joining us this morning, bud.
Hi, guys. How you doing today?
Well, doing pretty well. We're doing pretty well. Nice nice weekend, and we're refreshed and ready to get going here. It looks like maybe baseball and the owners are a little bit refreshed and ready to get back to the table. What's the latest you've heard between the players and the owners, and no conversation about a 50-50 split here?
Yeah, I guess that's been tabled. The players, I think that was kind of DOA, you know, because that the players took that as a form of salary cap, so... From all reports, the owners will come back with a new financial proposal today, and they'll start negotiating.
Paul, do you think right now that some of the stuff we're hearing from the players is now just them getting their talking points ready to go, that they may say things like Blake Snell did, although he said it obviously a lot more prominently than anybody else, that they're going to take this stance until they have to cave and they'll play baseball, because they're not going to get paid unless they go out there and play baseball?
Yeah, I think, I disagree with the way Blake Snell, put his case forward, but, I understand it too. I think they're the ones taking the risk. They're the ones going out and playing and exposing themselves and their families to the virus. That would be a concern to me. But I think the health protocols that the owners have proposed are stringent. I think most players would agree that they would that would be enough to protect them. But what this is going to come down to is financial. It always does between these two parties. It's all about the money.
Paul Hoynes joining us on the show. Find him on Twitter at Hoynesy. Well, Paul, I'm actually refreshed to hear you say that, because I've seen so many baseball writers here over the last couple of weeks draw a line in the sand going, if you're mad at Blake Snell for what he said, then you support owners. I go, well, no, as a baseball fan, I think I can be a little bit frustrated with both. I can be frustrated with owners, and I can certainly be frustrated with baseball players who I know that not all of them are knocking down multi-million dollar salaries, but we always assume that they do, or they have the opportunity to live better lives than what a lot of people are living who watch them. So I think there needed to be more tact between the two. With that said, moving forward, do they kind of keep it a little bit more close-lipped, or do you think we might hear even more public outcry from some of these players?
Well, that first came to my attention when we were, doing one of our podcasts on Cleveland.com, and, a couple of the players brought it to our attention. Adam Plutko, and just said, we're the ones really taking the risk. I don't think there's any question that players want to play, and the owners obviously want to play games. And I think the majority of players want to play, but I think you also have to take into consideration the players, what the players are putting on the line here. And it's not about money, it's about their health. So, in that regard, yeah, I think that's a concern, but I don't think it's an overriding concern. I think eventually they're going to play some kind of baseball. I don't know how long it's going to be. I don't know how long the season's going to be. but I think it's to the benefit of both sides that they get some kind of resolution here and they get a season going.
Paul Hoynes joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Baseball report brought to you by WOW Internet and TV. Is there a chance? I heard one of your contemporaries, Zach Meisel, talking about this a little bit yesterday. Is there a chance that Carlos Carrasco could sit out the 2020 season because of concerns, because he has had leukemia in the past?
You know, that's one of the underlying conditions that, you know, you have to be aware of, I think, when you're dealing with the coronavirus. You know, from all indications I've gotten that Carlos wants to pitch. You know, we were talking to Carl Willis, the pitching coach, recently. He said Carlos just threw a three-inning bullpen. You know, this was, you know, the day before, you know, he had told Willis that he felt great, that he intended to pitch. I can't put words in Carrasco's mouth, but from all indications I've gotten that he would he's considering pitching, and, you know, I think he will pitch if the season starts, but, you know, who knows? You know, I mean, obviously his health comes first.
Paul Hoynes with us on the hotline. Nobody has the pulse of the Indians year in and year out the way that Hoynesy does. And so I have to ask you about Francisco Lindor, because this whole situation was bizarre to begin with. If he would have had a normal season, knowing that it was probably a foregone conclusion that Lindor was not going to be with this team, you know, down the line. Does this change anything, the fact that the season could get cut in half? And do you think that a bunch of players could start changing teams depending on, you know, budgetary situations and with owners across baseball?
You know, I think that's a great question. There's so many things going on with Lindor. You know, if there's no season, what happens? Lindor has, you know, the Indians have one more year of control over him. He's a free agent in 2021. Are they willing to pay his $17.5 million salary in 2021? You know, how much of a financial hit do they take this year, even if there is a season? How much are they going to look to, kind of get at least something back for him before, letting him walk away as a free agent? You know, I come down on the side that I think they'll trade him. You know, I think they'll trade him. Obviously you got to wait a little bit to see how this season unfolds, but, you know, I would think, you know, I'd be very surprised if he plays, you know, the 2021 season wearing an Indians uniform.
Well, I've heard some of the national baseball guys talk about real big business issues that, you know, could supersede just this season, especially if there are no fans, and what that could mean for revenue for teams in smaller markets. What do you think it does mean for the Dolans here in Cleveland? And do you think there's a chance there's some ownership groups who just don't want to play baseball this year, be better off just taking the hit in a different way?
Well, you know, I've read where, you know, owners say, you know, they would lose more money by playing games with no fans in the stands if the players don't take another pay cut. Compared to not playing any games at all. So, you know, Manfred, the commissioner, Rob Manfred, has said they stand to lose $4 billion, the owners, the industry. A lot of clubs are going to come out of this, you know, even if there is a season, you know, really kind of, having to kind of reevaluate their financial stance, and just where the Indians come down on that side of the fence, it's going to be interesting, because obviously, you know, they haven't drawn a lot. You know, I think what they've drawn, like 2 million fans once in the last 10 years. So attendance, I don't think is, I'm not sure how much of a, you know, big chunk of their revenue is, it depends on attendance. So, you know, I just think, you know, that they are going to be in a different kind of a situation at the end of this season, and the Indians won't be alone.
Paul Hoynes joining us on the show from the Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Follow him on Twitter at Hoynesy. Okay, say they play 80 games. Sorry, I didn't mean to breathe into the mic like that. Say they play 80 games, right? and they play a postseason, they have a postseason, and you have a champion. Is there an asterisk next to that champion?
I think baseball fans are smart enough to know, yeah, this is a totally different season. But, you know, in 81, when the Dodgers won the split season, you know, is there an asterisk next to their thing? In 95, when the Indians won the, you know, won the pennant and they played 144 games instead of 162, do people look at that as a, you know, a shortened season or a flawed season? You know, to me, no. But, you know, this season is obviously a lot different. But I think if you're a World Series champion, you're a World Series champion. And baseball fans are smart enough to know that, you know, in their mind, yeah, there's probably an asterisk next to it, but a parade down Euclid Avenue is going to be a parade down Euclid Avenue if the Indians are the champs.
Well, that was my next question. You kind of took it away from me because Bob Costas said he didn't want the Indians to win the World Series because he didn't want that next to the Indians World Series for the first time in 72 years. I take it you disagree with Bob.
Yeah, I think every Indians fan would. If they a win is a win is a win, right? They're not gonna, they can't take it away from you, even if it's a half a season. And you, and if it's the playoffs are expanded, you're still gonna, I don't know how many you still maybe have to, you know, you're gonna have to play extra games in the postseason. But you know, I think Indians fans would take that. I don't think they'd be complaining if they won for the first time what since 48.
Paul, what do you think if they end up agreeing to terms on this truncated season? I think it's exciting that there could be this race to the finish. I know the purists in baseball aren't going to love this, but I think this would make the regular season one of the coolest ever. I know there's the DH is going to be something we're going to be seeing in both leagues, which I'm okay with. Is this something that you are okay with, or do you have some major problems with baseball looking kind of gimmicky this year?
No, I've got no problems. I think, you know, desperate times call for desperate, measures. And, I go along with you. I think it'd be kind of cool. It would be like the Daytona 500, you know, getting yellow flagged or red flagged on the last lap and just having a sprint to the finish line. You know, 82 games is in baseball is, geez, that's like a blink of an eye. So it'd be really interesting to see how teams handle their roster. You know, if they start with a 30-man roster and 20 guys, a taxi squad of 20 guys, how you use your pitching. You know, the Indians have great starting pitching, but if you only have a three-week spring training, are these guys, is that, you know, kind of negated? Are you only going to be able to pitch Clevinger like two or three, four innings for the first two or three times out? And you know, that could be the first two or three times around the rotation, and that could, you know, make or break the season.
Ken's going to love the NASCAR reference there, by the way. He's a mm-hmm. huge fan. He breaks down NASCAR like no other. I mean, Race, they've had like eight of them in the last 10 days, and he's broken down all of them. Anyway,
he's going to think you're joking, and I'm dead serious about that. He's dead serious. I love NASCAR. I love it, Paul.
I covered the Daytona 500, and it was the coolest thing I've ever covered.
Were you like Lima, where only you would talk to Boris Said when you were covering the Daytona 500? Because that was the only driver Lima would talk to.
He was the only one.
Or anybody. He wanted Boris Said.
Yeah, Danica Patrick wouldn't talk to me.
I just remember this one car crossed the finish line on its roof. You know, it flipped and crossed the finish line, and the race was over. I didn't know if it counted or not.
That was probably Clint Bowyer in the 07 Jack Daniels car, if I'm not mistaken. Go ahead, Lima. I'm sorry. I'm in nerd mode. Go ahead.
Incredible. We're hearing a lot of alarming things about minor league ball clubs and, you know, their economic situations around baseball. What have you heard about, you know, the Indians partners and what they've been going through?
You know, it's really strange. Obviously, I think, you know, there's not going to be a minor league season. I mean, if there's a big league season, it has to come first in this situation. And then, you know, so if you have 20 or 30 extra players outside of your 30-man roster, where do those guys play? Do they go to Lake County? Are they playing in, you know, inter-squad games there? Are they going into Akron? what happens to Columbus? You know, or do all the extra guys go to Goodyear, Arizona, and play? I don't know. You know, that's going to be the interesting thing. And do they have spring training in Cleveland? And, you know, I think they're leaning toward that right now, and using, you know, the extra fields like in Lake County, at, you know, in East Lake and Akron, you know, for the overflow to keep players sharp. You know, lots of moving parts here. But for the minor league season, this is crushing. This is really, you know, a downturn. They make their money through, you know, concessions and attendance. And, you know, obviously they're taking a hit right now. And Major League Baseball is looking to contract at least 40 teams, you know, in the new contract for 2021. So we have to see how that goes. And, you know, so it's not a great forecast right now for the minor league baseball.
Now, as far as I know, did that include the original contraction? Did that include, like, double-A teams? Or I thought that was only maybe low-A or short-season single-A. Is that true or not?
It's low-A and short-season clubs. I guess the Mahoning Valley Scrappers, the Indian short-season club in the New York Penn League, is one of the teams on the bubble right now.
Is there a chance we could see double-A affiliated teams, pretty well-known double-A affiliated teams, possibly be shuttered because of this? I'm not even talking in the Indian system. I'm talking by and large throughout Major League Baseball.
I don't know. I can't answer that. I think, Major League Baseball obviously wants to improve the working conditions for their minor league players. They want to cut down the travel. They want to streamline the expenses. And I have not heard of any double-A teams, you know, threatened, but it could, you know, who knows what comes out of these negotiations. Things were supposed to be normal in 2020, and obviously they're not, and the crux was coming in 2021.
Mm-hmm. Paul, I can't thank you enough for the time. Follow this guy on Twitter, @Hoinsey. Paul, take care, buddy. Hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, Paul Hoynes, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Baseball Report brought to you by WOW Internet and TV. I care, obviously. I want minor league baseball to be there and be healthy. And I know we only have a very short amount of time here. I want minor league baseball to be there and be healthy. I know that you can't keep the old standard up forever. I know you brought that up, Anthony, that there has to be something that changes because you kind of want to get younger players in sooner. But when you're looking at some of the cities that are out there where there is just a huge swath of fans that see their professional baseball through minor leagues, I am worried about some of them. I'm not just worried about the ones that they were already talking about being on the chopping block. I'm worried about some double-A affiliated teams. I don't know if there's going to be teams that are able to withstand this, I'm sad to say, without the help of either a bailout or something with even Major League Baseball, too. 216-578-0092. Aditi Kinkabwala coming up at 9. We are hearing rumblings again, folks, about Jadeveon Clowney. We'll update the Would You Rathers coming up next, live on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.